So do you have needed the program? The needs for the freedom of thinking? Let's add you the needs. We have how many sets of minutes? One, two. Two sets of minutes. The one they check the 16th September and the other four, let's start with the 9th of September and the 16th of September. Do you have it?
Yes.
My sense is here. Yes. Thank you very much. So we do have it. I think we must have had it today.
There's been three weekly, but this couldn't bring them today.
I was saying I did read them previously, but unfortunately there's no stream today. That's fine, I've got them up.
Oh, you put them up into the room. So that we did even take it to the next September 2016. It was, what is it, oh, no, the breaking of the Commission of Gender Equality on the first quarter of the court. April, June 2014, and the fourth quarter report for 2014, January to March 2014. Page 1. Any comments? Attendance and group members, is it fine? Address? Page 2. Was the delegation of the CGE and the presentation. Any input there? Agreed?
Yes.
Are you still ready? Page 2. Agreed? Page 3.
Let's go to the minutes, page 16.
in September 2014. It was a workshop with the AG for their gold and money. Oh, the consideration of the minister was one of the concept ministers I met.
I'm just looking at the comment. Yes, the comment was unclear whether treatment and institutes can be the same and qualified audit outcome with findings and whether this treatment and institutes should be the same.
Page 2, delegate comment. At least it is one. Page 2, comment.
Okay. Yes, I'm laughing at the meeting that has come out in this meeting. The question is, the committee was unclear whether the president and institute schedules is the same and qualified on the outcome. We find so whether these departments and entities should instead not be there and act as confusing like it. I mean, especially the medical committee has and it's contrary to what the AGM was saying. Thank you.
So we too harsh on ourselves. We are too harsh on ourselves, yeah. Anything we think or anything we say. Slowly but surely. I think we're ready. Page 2? Agreed? Page 3? Today, without the special and the content advisors,
seeing what they are, and they're just because of the annual report as members of the board, the annual report is supposed to be paid on the 5th of September. And then we send on to the Bushka General's office. And in the afternoon, after the program, we're supposed to deal with the energy support that the Department of Land in the is supposed to come in. Present the annual report of the Department of Financial Recovery and Stability. And then next week, we will be meeting with the Commission for Gender Equality, Equality of the Annual Report also, the table and time, and members of the will have coffee. And for the game, the special report will also present their analysis. And then we look at the committee report on the budget review recommendations as well. And then the specify the CG. So I think I will add, as Mr. said, I think the presentation I'm paid by the 18th. On the 28th, there was such a thing that we invite the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, the further advance that we will elaborate on that meeting. Thank you, Mavis. The suggestion from the OECD usual was that given the around the ages and other financial performance of the courses, it be of value for the committee to engage the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation in terms of what they do around assessing the child performance outcomes or departments. It would provide them an opportunity to find out from the strict official in DTE what the assessment is of our department, the Department of Women and the Disability. So for that reason, it would be a good opportunity to have them to the committee.
Honourable Chair, would it have been appropriate that they invited a seminar meeting up front before we can even hear what the Department of Social and Justice and what they are doing? Because we have even open our eyes to look at the things that they have seen which were interested in putting them to the airbase. Now they have many years created, and then they are coming out. So it means that we will be preparing the cabinet for the government.
Okay, yes, I agree with this. Because of cancer service, I think they will just prevent us. But the better way to it is just monitoring information, you know, like saying, sure. And I think for your acquaintance, I don't know too. Just prepare us for even for our quarterly interaction with the community family. So this is that we are going to because this is what we can make inputs, we can change if we want to, we can reprioritize. This is in a such focus for consideration. On the 4th of November, this is a Tuesday, we requested the department again to brief the committee on the second quarter of the report. And so August, September, October, so 2015. The following week on the 11th, we'll also request the CG to present their second quarter report. And then on the 18th of November, we'll request the department to be the committee on the board of international action of the member. They are supposed to be the area of the country. So that is what we do for November. And then the last week is dedicated to oversight meetings. All committees are dedicated to oversight meetings. And the question is to review the decision. That is the last week for this thing. And then after it will be what people have to do. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Where is the Jacob?
The entire week of from the June 4th to June 8th, when we will be doing some activities that we are going to undertake for the entire week.
Yeah, yes. So, that's the way to happen. You know, you're just sitting one of the cafe.
I'd not think about the big away to the signs and everything. It was such a bad thing. I don't know if it was such a bad thing. I think it was good to make it work. Yeah, because we are not sure whether they've moved from the building or building or they went to the other place. Because they were also completely appointed buildings and none of the consumer consumers are seeking that they came to the public to achieve the new building because that thing it was always if it was always but it needs to be cleaned but yeah the following members still have such a something.
What Felix was also found very helpful was how TGE, that this was the TGE had a legal entry. And that was done from then, because it's often difficult to define engaging with the photography offices. But at the legal entry, there were hundreds of people arrived on the day. You could actually see the commissioner and the legal aid offices there and then to see what kind of cases come, how they fixed it, and what were the issues. And practically, in terms of their program,
Mm.
So I think you could follow up with the TGE to find out if there is any legal aid clinic in that long period.
So,
the question is,
do you
have
a question?
It's the issue of how to manage the structure. I mean, you're saying that it's not like a cost that you need to manage being a monarch and put in what is this another interesting that every year that they repeatedly do the same thing. What are they doing with this kind of content? It's only us. And who's the manager? Who do we account to? Associations, at the chapter 9 institutions, who do they account to except us? So if they account to us, what are the measures that we must do as managers? Look, we're not used to being managers. We are used to being police people over, being oversight. So how do you change your roles for oversight and managing the chapter 9 institutions? Because those are the managers, you are not our managers. And we are counting on them. Who is Parliament with us? So how do we make them and like take punitive measures? Because that's what the AG is asking that we should do. And this is something that we need to look at the committee. Maybe something that we must leap over once and for all, implement all the measures that are in the CFA and all those punitive measures that we do the commissioners. I don't know, but even the CEO, the CFO, and if our researchers must help us to yeah, we are not their candidates, not oversight their thoughts, because who is there to oversight their thoughts? So how do we change from that role of being oversight in this research? Because we have a satellite institution that repeatedly does the same thing over and over and over again, and then there's nothing that we that's something that comes out of our mind. What do we do?
Good one.
Because the department is just giving the money, allocating the money, but they are accountable for children. The two departments, they are accountable to Parliament, of which Parliament is giving us as a personal committee those powers to interact with it, to make sure that they spend money correctly, effectively, and efficiently. Yeah. So, but in terms of the state of the future, how just to better the oversight. What is it that you can do better?
I think, I mean, truthful with the ad hoc committee, right, like this, she can explain about the really bad science we've come from. The recommendation that AG made was quite monthly report. That really helped the committee. Because then the TG was obliged to make sure, besides putting out the house, they needed to report to us. So they need to submit something in writing. So there were series in which people talk about the committee and for our handover, things being improved. But then the month, the report stopped. And from the secretary side, they would be reminded from the EFA or email, informing CGE to kindly submit. But more than us emailing, the official was very difficult. I mean, we think if we need a reminder, we'll see a call for us, they can't be from it, and they don't do that. But I think the issue also of when a committee makes a request for information, sometimes the information thing, but the other times, even if we do remind information, isn't it? So maybe the personal support is around the month. Okay? So that the committee can see very early on, oh, the problem here. Because by the time they present their course report, they create their course report, and they're in the next course already, because it's effective. So then they have to catch up on 4 or 6 months of work. So,
but
maybe
Crystal can talk about the other committee members. Okay. I think, as you're saying, where we're coming from, that it's a really important to get a disclaimer. And at that time, I think, with the other committee, and also even with the CC at the time, there was much more emphasis and focus on, because we wanted to see a turnaround. So we were much more stringent also in saying, submit monthly, submit quarterly, submit all of this, because we also want to see a change. I think while people are seeing the improvements from both sides, from the CDE side and from our side also, it wasn't, not the oversight wasn't as strong, but they weren't as focused to say, keep on sending us those things on a monthly basis and then we can keep that. And so I think they feel obliged because they started showing the improvements, we started saying, okay, you're doing better, those kinds of things. So I think maybe we can see also, if we, from the beginning, I think at the time when we met them, with their step plans and those things, if we say to get on an annual basis, this is what we expect from you as a community. This is your commitment that you have made to us, both from the department and the CGE, that you will send us monthly reports, that you will send the quarterly reports. And us will have them to remind you each time that you know from the onset that that is the expectation from us that you need to do those things. And so when we do, it's not a courtesy we're asking for. It's an obligation from the website to do that for us. But I think we need to enforce that more to ensure that we get those results. I think also maybe there's the office, what is how I is the office for institutions supporting democracy, their involvement. Maybe also research and relationship with them, and what is it that you're doing, because they work with all the chapter 9s. What is it that you're doing in terms of the relationship with the chapter 9 institutions? What's the position of the institution? What is the relationship with the CGE? What is it that you do? Do you get any reports from them? Because at this point, we're only also getting the course of studies, studies that are taken, research reports, those kinds of things, that is something that we regularly see. But the actual needs that we're looking for in terms of they're looking on their mandates and those financial and those activity reports, it's not something that we're getting on a regular basis. So also maybe just establishing with them what kind of information it is that they are getting from the 9 institutions. But ideally I would say we need to put the committee, the committee's policy guidance, and that's what we expect. And you are obligated in that sense to provide us with information.
Thank you, Chair. You had a follow-up to the... Hello, Chair. But you had a follow-up to the state of the committee.
No, I actually agree with the speaker that said. I also wanted to know if the AG said there are no investigations that are currently underway, as well as the no pertinent bodies that are currently over or underway that have been done by AG, which are to the CGE. Who are supposed to do those things? The appropriation committee, we have been performed the appropriation committee.
So I was also saying who does the performance management of the CEOs. You are paying them. Who are paying them? Do you comment?
My committee is such. Normally people are doing appoint members. We have an ad hoc committee that will then appoint commissioners after that term is by commissioners only. And then your CEO is appointed by the board. And then who's the other person? They say it's only by the board. Yes, we appoint commissioners only. Yes, but parliament will then appoint. What they don't take is obviously to say this CGE is accountable to the solo committee on women. They appoint using their own criteria, parliament, being appraised by all people, different people, maybe one from just one from, maybe one from us to appoint those cultures. So that's all of the technicalities, even though they are accountable to us as cultural community.
Then how do you use these punitive measures on the if they don't know how to use if you have been following up on their performance and you know what they you'll be able to access and say in terms of this protest, you as the CFO is going to perform. Because if the CFO is appointed by the board, it is the board that takes decision on that particular commission. But the board has not been doing what they were supposed to do. So who is the who appoints the board in this parliament? It's the commissioners and parliament that appoint the board. So I'm not sure I'll read the constitution. In the constitution there's what I read about the public conscience side. It says if there is a misconduct, how do you find a misconduct if you go to government management? If there is a misconduct, the public protection can be issued. So who is missus and all that the constitution has left that particular clause. So we have to go back to the constitution and check who evaluates this data and institution. Once we have realized that, then we know who takes the responsibility. And it means that parliament must develop an annual committee that evaluates all chapter 9 institutions, he wants to do that. So that all the chapter 9 institutions have to be accountable to funding. You see? So the only thing that I can say we are disciplining them when people have to do that and all that. You see? So maybe in our next meeting, we'll have the first one to all of us and see what is our response. Maybe we'll come into the Secretary of Parliament to develop the annual committee. Because annual committees are dismissed after the job time. So every year there must be an annual committee that evaluates those satanic institutions in terms of their performance and whatever. But in terms of managerial, administrative managerial issues.
Then with you, Honorable Chair, we have to go and read the CGE Act so that we can be able to, to deliberate on issues based on the Act. But also in Parliament, in the last term, they established an office called the Office of, Institute Supporting Democracy. I'm not quite sure who's in the office of the PIC. And I can't tell you even now what is there of actually, but all the chapter 9 institutions, dealing with issues of the chapter, all the chapter 9 institutions. That is a newly put office. So I think because one of the chapter 9 institutions are accountable to us, we should also invite them in one of our meetings just to get, not to get the drill, on that side, what is the mandate? What is our mandate? How do we deal with issues that we are raising of, people not performing? So I think let's check that it is part of our work going forward. The good office with a lot of power from the office of the speaker. But there were questions that were raised by Kashida Kripin, the questions that were raised by Honorable Bill with regards to the investigation and in the CGA. Any comment on that? Oh my goodness, you raised your hand, eh? How is that?
I have to pass my question.
Oh, she covered you. Okay, alright, thank you. Very progressive, eh? Thank you very much. Kathina, and Kritik?
It's the Internal Audit Committee. We last week, this is the CGE. He was an internal audit manager in my person, and he was saying they were sitting on the ground. They were really intently, and the suggestion was to set it a national treaty. To be performed, so they needed to hold for us there. And then how the commissioners work in a form subcommittee, and one of the subcommittees is around internal audit. And they proposed to me on a quarterly basis as well. Based on the investigation, how they have assumed that in terms of financial management and control, the internal audit and the CFO they should be engaging with financial reports on a monthly and a quarterly basis. They have minutes of those meetings. I can see you see the committee is just seeing that you minutes of those meetings so you can see what are the decisions they were taking, what are the issues they before they get into a full-blown investigation, surely we want internal measures to pick up, manage and deal with before it comes to dealing with outsiders. I think it goes back to the issue of the internal audit management team and the committee, who's on the and how are they dealing, are they meeting, what are the outcomes of the resolution taken. And that eventually affects into the board, but all the different subcommittees come together. Because in the CEO, the CFO, a lot of the leaders of the commissioners have a consensus as to that they evaluate in relation to the ACP and the exact way. So from what they described to us, they've got all these structures and systems in place. I think what we're realizing now, based on what the ACP is saying, are they actually utilizing those systems? Because you can create the structure, you can create the system, but you're not being used optimally. What's the point? I think it's maybe part of the recommendation for the engage with the CGE is to request we can leverage peer recommendations in terms of the internal audit committee to kindly submit over and above the monthly reports to the committee, key issues that have come out from your assessment, what are your actions, what are your positions, and what are the results. So that really can check per month and per quarter if they actually pick up the issue and what are they doing.
Just to add, I think they just previously to us that they also experience the challenge in terms of when they can't make an individual anything that they've identified. So they do the audit, they come up with the findings, they see recommendations, but they can't enforce. I think that there's also a gap because the budget account will say, I mean, for the DTM department, they come with the same recommendations year on year, and it's not being implemented. So there's also a challenge there that they don't have the power to force an individual department to implement their recommendations. So there's a shortfall there also. That departments also take responsibility and actually follow up on this recommendation, because all they can also do is follow up to see how far they've come, have they done it. So they can't force the recommendations to be implemented.
So therefore there is the proposal of honorable chair which will be taken forward on the issue of the act for the CGE and the different culture and political which is the interrogation. Thank you.
I think all your points have extended to the discussions actually. So we take the thought, I think the decisions and the committee that we have captured all of them. And I think even in our next year, we are supposed to have a specific day for the committee. But I don't know when. Next year. Yeah, these are some of the issues that we must then discuss. I'm not quite sure whether the department, because if the department is a strategic plan, remember it's a new department, we have to be touched for it. We should not lose track in terms of our oversight rules. So, night is ready. I'm not sure if you have answers. Okay, night is ready, and sure, it's 10-1, so we'll just wait for the department to come and present the annual report. Thank you very much for the members. Nice to see you. You can take a short break.
Thank you.